When the government tried to help the victims of the recent Midwestern floods, they left one option unused. Nobody was put up in a trailer. After high formaldehyde levels were found in trailers used for Hurricane Katrina victims, the federal government said it would only use them again in some catastrophe, and even then if there was no other choice. Which raises a question. What do you do now? With almost 100,000 travel trailers sitting at sites across the country, which we paid for, and which now cost us $130 million per year. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that most could end up on the scrap heap.
Perhaps no one in America has been more disturbed by the storage of unused travel trailers than Wanda Phillips of Purvis, Mississippi.
My property is just a few feet, just right across the road from them. There's trailers, I would say, within 150 feet of my house.
And by trailers, she means thousands of them, all lined up in rows, baking in the sun. Phillips sits on her front porch across from what used to be an open field with a lake and longhorn steer. She says now there's just a herd of white elephants. This is where FEMA set up one of its first staging areas after Hurricane Katrina. Initially, the problem was traffic, hundreds of trucks delivering and picking up trailers.
You couldn't get in and out. They parked in the front yard, parked on our grass, parked on the root system of our trees.
But that was nothing, she says, compared with what followed. Insomnia, headaches, coughs, sinus problems. At first, she thought it was the dust, so she decided to move to a plot of land she owns elsewhere. But Phillips made a mistake. She bought a used FEMA trailer to live in.
And I got worse. I just thought I was sick before. I really got worse.
So she decided she might as well come back home and suffer there.
And then one day I was sitting in the living room on the floor, and my husband was sitting in his chair, and he said, "Look at this." And he threw the newspaper over at me, and I reached and picked it up off the carpet, and I looked at it, and I said, "Oh, my God." I said, "There's formaldehyde in those trailers. What is formaldehyde?"
And that was the start. Phillips has spent months since collecting documents and reports and making her own stink in an effort to get rid of the trailers. She's joined thousands of Gulf Coast residents who've complained about the formaldehyde and are suing the government. FEMA has acknowledged that the chemical can be a health problem for those living in the trailers, but it has not said the same of those living near storage sites. In fact, the agency says the ongoing litigation has stalled its efforts to dispose of the more than 94,000 travel trailers it now has sitting empty and unused around the country. Almost a third are here in Mississippi.
When some folks look at these trailers, they see formaldehyde. When I look at them, I see a cool, clean, dry place for a family to live until they can get established.
Mike Miller is FEMA's Mississippi Field Coordinator. He drives along a dirt road that cuts through the site across from Wanda Phillips' yard. There are gently rolling hills here, and indeed a little lake, now surrounded by trailers. Most look like they're in fairly good shape, although there are several burnt-out units, the remnants of household accidents, even some meth labs. Miller says the trailers served their purpose in the hectic days after Katrina, but now he'd be as happy as anyone to see them gone.
Our job out here in the field is to work ourselves out of a job. But right now, it's not taking place, so we're just we're in caretaker status and making sure that we have good security and a good program to maintain the grounds and the units here.
But that costs money, $28 million a year just in Mississippi. FEMA had been selling the units, but stopped last year because of the formaldehyde. Miller says he's heard a lot of jokes about what to do with the trailers now, such as using them to build a border fence with Mexico. But he thinks taxpayers who spent almost $3 billion to buy the units would be better served if the sales resumed. He says people he talks to aren't worried about formaldehyde. Most want the trailers for recreational use.
We got folks, hundreds of folks that are calling us wanting to buy these units. And over the months, probably thousands of folks. We had one gentleman come in, he wanted to buy 10,000.
Miller's not sure why, but suspects it was to house oil field or construction workers. But what might make sense on the front lines doesn't always make sense at headquarters. David Garrett is FEMA's Deputy Assistant Administrator for Disaster Assistance.
What we don't want to do is provide travel trailers that have high formaldehyde values and sell that to somebody who may end up living in that unit. We've decided that we're not going to take that chance, And we think the safest thing to do is to dispose of these things in a way that they may not be a danger to anybody in the future.
And that means selling them for scrap. Garrett says some units might be sold to individuals, but only after they've been tested to see if they're safe. He says everything's on hold for now because of the litigation. The Centers for Disease Control is also looking at whether air filters or something else can be used to make the trailers safe. Besides the thousands still occupied or sold, over 7,000 trailers were donated as government surplus to states and nonprofits to be used as police mobile command centers or other temporary facilities. One of those surplus trailers has ended up here, in a small lot on the campus of MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Lecturer J. Rim Lee takes me inside the trailer, which looks new, with its flowered curtains and matching tile behind the sink. It's supposed to sleep five, although we notice a huge wet spot in the middle of the master bed.
What happened?
I think we had a little leak. Maybe this is...
Lee checks a skylight over the bed to see if it's open.
And if that's open to the outside?
It does smell musty in here. Lee says the air will be tested soon to make sure it's safe. She plans to use this trailer for a course she's teaching this fall and for a campus-wide competition called the MIT FEMA Trailer Challenge.
People will develop sort of solutions to what do you do with these thousands of surplus trailers? How can you address formaldehyde off-gassing?
Or any of the other problems that have emerged. Lee is reluctant to prejudge the outcome, but says maybe the trailers could be used as mobile health centers or environmental testing labs, something to help people such as Wanda Phillips and others who think they got the raw end of the trailer deal. Lee plans to present the winning ideas to FEMA, hopefully before all the other trailers have been sold for scrap. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
If you want to get a look at all the trailers you paid for, you can see thousands and thousands and thousands of them on this video that I'm watching at NPR.org. Just go on for miles. Tomorrow, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee will hear from four of the nation's largest trailer makers, and they're going to answer questions about high formaldehyde levels in units provided to Hurricane Katrina survivors, and also what they have or have not done to fix the problem.